Your alarm goes off. Before you even open your eyes, your brain is already compiling a threat assessment. The difficult meeting at 10 a.m., the project deadline looming, the argument from yesterday still unresolved. Sound familiar? This mental pattern isn't a character flaw. It's evolutionary programming. Our ancestors survived by spotting danger. But in today's world, this same wiring sabotages us daily. We generate between 12,000 and 60,000 thoughts each day, and roughly 80% skew negative. Even more striking, 85% of what we worry about never actually happens. We're essentially poisoning ourselves with imaginary problems. The cost isn't just emotional. Chronic problem-focused thinking floods our system with cortisol, weakening our immune system, impairing cognitive function, and literally shortening our lifespan by an average of 14 years. The question isn't whether you have negative thoughts, it's whether you'll let them run your life. Relentless Solution Focus offers a deceptively simple antidote. Replace every negative thought with solution-focused thinking within 60 seconds. Not 61 seconds, 60 seconds, the critical window before cortisol overwhelms your system and negative thinking becomes a biochemical cascade you can't easily reverse. This isn't about toxic positivity or pretending problems don't exist. It's about rapidly shifting from what's wrong to what can I do about it? Consider two baseball players who both strike out with bases loaded. The first spirals into self-recrimination, distracted enough to miss crucial catches. The second recognizes the negative thought, immediately asks, "What's one thing I can do right now?" and refocuses on playing solid defense. Same situation, radically different outcomes. When you shift to solution-focused thinking, your brain stops producing stress hormones and starts releasing dopamine and serotonin, chemicals that measurably increase intelligence, creativity, and energy. This isn't self-help fluff, it's neuroscience. Picture your mind as a chalkboard split in two. Problems on one side, solutions on the other. Most people unconsciously fixate on problems, and what you focus on expands. Psychologists call this expectancy theory, the same mechanism that makes you notice a car model everywhere after buying one. When dwelling on problems, you're training your brain to find more of them. Your emotions are reliable GPS. Negative feelings signal you're on the wrong side of the board. The RSF tool provides a redirect. What is one thing I can do that could make this better? This wording forces your brain from problem dwelling to solution seeking. I don't know isn't acceptable. It's surrender. The key is persistence, repeatedly asking until something clicks. Consider Nando Parrado, who survived a 1972 Andes plane crash. Despite losing family, facing starvation, and enduring an avalanche, he maintained relentless solution focus. Instead of succumbing to despair, he systematically addressed each challenge, ultimately leading a seemingly impossible 70-mile mountain trek to rescue his teammates. Mental toughness proved more vital than physical strength. Our brains view challenges in their entirety, making goals seem insurmountable. The plus one concept redefines solution from complete resolution to any improvement whatsoever. One paragraph written counts. One push-up counts. One sales call counts. David Goggins embodied this during a 100-mile ultramarathon when his body began breaking down at mile 70. Kidney failure, broken bones, severe dehydration. Rather than fixating on the overwhelming 30 remaining miles, he focused on reaching the next telephone pole. By reducing his focus to these micro goals, he managed both mental state and physical agony, ultimately finishing despite catastrophic physical breakdown. Research on learned helplessness reveals why this matters. When we mentally experience multiple failures before starting, we quit without taking the first step. Plus one thinking also controls emotional arousal, which severely impairs decision making. Studies show people in hot states make drastically different choices than in calm moments. By shifting focus to immediate, achievable solutions, you increase confidence, enhance performance, and reduce the emotional overwhelm that leads to poor decisions. Making RSF habitual requires focused training on specific neural pathways. The V plus I equals H framework Vision plus integrity equals happiness, identifies where to apply RSF practice. Vision is your clear destination. Integrity means consistently doing what's necessary, and happiness is the resulting success. Without knowing where you're going and why, sustaining effort becomes impossible. Product goals are result-oriented objectives attainable within 12 months. Here's the paradox. The more you focus on results, the further you are from achieving them. Success comes from focusing on daily activities, the process, that lead to results. Process goals are the most important daily activities required to achieve product goals. Being relentless about executing just 2 process goals daily builds confidence and creates momentum that spreads naturally. Trying to change everything simultaneously leads to overwhelm and failure. The most common mistakes? Setting goals too high, setting too many at once, and fixating on results instead of the daily grind that produces them. Perfectionism creates a destructive pattern where successes get dismissed while shortcomings receive hyperfocus. A salesperson hitting 95% of quota obsesses over the 5% gap, completely discounting substantial accomplishment. While perfectionism might drive early growth, its negative impact intensifies at higher levels where self-talk becomes the primary confidence source. Self-confidence functions like a thermostat. It sets the level at which your brain expects you to operate. You won't outperform or underperform your self-image for long. The shift from perfectionism to improvement accelerates progress dramatically. Instead of, "I'm not good at public speaking," reframe to, "I'm developing my presentation skills." The RSF mindset has 2 core characteristics: recognizing done wells and maintaining obsession for improvement. A done well is anything promoting personal or professional health, arriving 5 minutes early, maintaining energy during calls, completing a workout despite fatigue. These deposits provide crucial support during difficult moments. The obsession for improvement means relentlessly pursuing solutions rather than perfection. The most successful people focus on improving one thing at a time. Consistency matters more than intensity. Even on challenging days, acknowledge something worth recognizing. These small victories build foundations for larger achievements. The mental workout and success log take under 3 minutes daily, but forge neural pathways essential for the RSF mindset. The mental workout spans 1 minute and 40 seconds across 5 steps. Begin with a centering breath, inhale 6 seconds, hold 2, exhale 7, which physiologically slows heart rate and maintains thought control under pressure. Recite your identity statement using I am language. Spend 60 seconds on your highlight reel, 30 seconds visualizing who you want to be in 3 to 10 years, 30 seconds mentally rehearsing today's 2 process goals. Like Jack Nicklaus, visualizing every shot, effective visualization requires first-person perspective, emotional engagement, and specific moments. The success log takes 1 minute with 6 questions covering what you did well, process goal completion, improvements, action steps, and RSF performance. Just as muscles deteriorate within 72 hours without training, mental strength demands consistency. Never miss 3 consecutive days. Your thoughts remain your choice, regardless of circumstances. Every moment offers an opportunity to choose your mental state: stressed or energized, anxious or in control, defeated or determined. This isn't just about feeling better. It's about living longer, achieving more, and making your mind work for you.